Hello?
Hi, Britt. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations. I see you got 5 reviews now on your Google profile. Great job.
Oh, do I even look? I know I had a couple after I met you and talked.
I know you had 3 of them, right? The last time we talked, you had 3, and I just looked right now, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. He's got his 5 reviews.
Oh, okay.
Good
I didn't
job.
Realize I got 2 more. Okay.
Yeah, I did a quick check. I'm like, I'm going to see where he's at with his reviews. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's got 5 now. I mean, you still have the 2 Google profile pages, right? I know the other company, I guess, has been working on that.
Yeah, they are working on that to see what I can do as far as combining them because I don't think I can do away with one of them.
They would merge them. Yeah, they would have
pretty
to. How we typically do it is we merge them to where you only have just the 1 Google profile page. But the reviews, the other 2 reviews that you have now that got you to the 5 reviews, one was from a week ago, Catherine Cobbs. And there was one, Danny Stevens, that was left 5 days ago.
Okay.
And they both
gave
me 5 stars.
The Catherine one, but I didn't realize that Danny had put one in there.
Yeah, they both get, and then, okay. But then here's this. Then I also saw one from Susan Torpy that was left 5 days ago. Melba West that left one 6 days ago. And then you have one from Palmer Child that was from a year ago. So these 2, the Susan Torpy, and the Melba West, those are the new ones that were just left.
Okay.
Those are the new reviews. So that's what got you to the 5. So excellent job. Yeah, good job.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm gonna go look and see if he's got 5 reviews yet, because I know that's what's kind of been holding you back, right? As well, part of the reason that's kind of held you back with the Google Guaranteed, because you didn't have those 5 Google reviews. But yeah, now you got them. So good job.
Yes. Good deal. Sweet.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts with the Google Guaranteed? That kind of where you at with that?
Yeah. I've still been thinking about it. I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to go about that or whatever to see where I can take away from to put towards that. I've been so busy, I haven't had time to sit down and play it out on paper, I guess.
Yeah, and but, one thing just to kind of remind you, right? With the Google Guaranteed, the only thing that you're paying is just the application fee, the $250 application fee to start the process to get it approved, right? Because it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, Brett, for you to get approved by Google. Now, once you get approved by Google, that's when we would follow up with you, let you know you've been approved, and to see when you want us to turn on the leads. Right? So, if you were to say, yes, turn on my leads, right? Your minimum monthly budget would be $244, which is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads are costing you $18.67. So, the kicker on it is if somebody called you outside of your services that you offer, if somebody called you outside of the area that you service and you don't accept the job, if they called you for solicitation, if they called you to see if you're hiring, those are considered unqualified leads, which means Google is going to credit that right back to you because they're unqualified. Now, if you only get 1 lead in the month, right, and I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got 1 lead in the month, what's left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means the following month, all you're paying is just the $18.67 for the lead that you received the month before, because it rolls over, right? Now, let's say you're going out of town, right? Or let's say you're super booked out with work. As of right now, you know how you say you have a lot of work, and you can't handle any more business. All you do is you call us so that we shut off the leads, and then when you want those leads turned back on, you call us so that we can turn the leads back on. That's how it would work. And you can turn them off as many times as you need to, or for however long you need them shut off. So that's the beauty of that program with the Google Guaranteed, is you can turn them off and on as you need.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So it's $250 to start it, and then pretty much $250 a month.
About that, but remember, it's not that you're paying that $244 every month, because the first month, yes, when you turn on your leads, it'll be that, right? But again, the following month will determine on how many leads you got the month before on what you would be paying that following month.
Okay, I see, But that would be the maximum I would pay.
Oh, yeah, the max. Absolutely, because once you get your 13 leads, it's not going to keep sending you leads, right? And remember, they're actual phone calls that'll come to you in the form of they're actual leads that'll come to you in a form of a phone call that you're not sharing with anyone. So, when they call you, right, you'll actually hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. So you'll know that it's actually coming from that program, which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, because that lets me know, hey, it's coming through there.
Exactly. And with the Google Guaranteed, you can target any areas as long as your business license and insurance covers you. So if it was the whole state of Arkansas, you can cover all of it.
Okay.
All right. What are the typical areas that you target now?
Hot Springs.
Uh-huh.
Benton, Bryant, Little Rock.
Okay.
And, of course, Malvern, but I don't know if I ever get any work in the town I live in.
Okay. That's good. So yeah, one thing about Google Guaranteed too that I really like about it is that you can choose the specific areas that you want to target. So whether, let's say, you want to target certain zip codes, or you want to target certain counties, or you want to target certain cities, right? You can do that. You can be very specific to the areas that you want to target. And then remember, Google Guaranteed are the ones that show up at the very tippy top of the page, and they have that green check mark next to it that'll say Google Guaranteed. So it's the first ones that you'll see at the very top. Now, in addition to your own insurance that you have for the business that you carry, Google will also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's as if Google is backing up your work. What it does is it just gives that extra comfort to that potential client that you've met all of Google's requirements, right?
Yeah.
So it gives them that extra, you know, I would say type of comfort. And I know that with the licensing, the only ones that they require is either the Arkansas State Electrical Contractor License or the Arkansas Electrician Master License. Either one of those licenses is what they ask for. Which one do you which is the one that you carry now?
I have to have electrical license to do electrical work. So
you carry the master license or the contractor license one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to have a contractor's license unless I do something over $50,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as long as you have the master's license, that's fine. And then just the certificate of liability insurance, whatever your you know, whatever your state requires is all you need.
Yeah, it'd be my master's license for right now.
Yeah, that one's sufficient. Yeah, that's all they're asking for. And then just the insurance, and that's it. So what do you think? I mean, what are your thoughts?
You said how many, about 6 to 8 weeks to get it?
It takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. So the way that it works, right, is we get you set up. We only charge the $250 application fee. I send you the application, and I'm going to also schedule a client onboarding with one of our technicians. So you're going to fill out the application. You're going to upload your electrician master's license, right? You're going to upload your certificate of liability insurance. It's what they call the Accord, and we put an example so you know which page it is. And you submit it, and then we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, Google uses these two different companies. One is called Pinkerton or Evident ID. Those are the companies that Google uses to run the background check, okay? Now, once we know who it is that's running your background check, we're gonna let you know, hey, Brett, Pinkerton is going to be sending you a message for your background check, okay? So one of them will only ask you for the front and back of your driver's license because they're verifying that it's you. They're running the background check on. The other one might ask you for, you know, your name, your birth date, your social, because they have to verify it's you that they're running the background check on. So we always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved because it really depends on how quickly you fill out the application and respond to the background check. But you don't have to turn on those leads like that same day that we call you and tell you, okay, Brett, you've been approved. You want us to turn on the leads? You could say, listen, don't turn on the leads until this date. Or, yes, go ahead and turn on the leads. So if you said turn on the leads, that's when you're going to be charged the $244, right? But if you say don't turn them on until this date, then that's when you would be charged on that date, the $244.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
let's do it. Okay. So I did send you, and I don't know if you still have it or not, but I'm going to send it over to you again. That just gives you the information, you know, again, regarding the Google guarantee, so that way you have it all there. I had sent it to you previously, but it's probably buried, right? In your email somewhere. So I'm going to resend it to you, okay? So let me do this. And then it sounds like you're driving. Are you on hands-free, I hope?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. I have your email is crowelecinc@gmail.com. That's the one that I have.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing right now, Brett, is I'm sending you an email. It'll be coming from Nadine Medina, and it's going to say Google, guaranteed in the subject part of the email. Now, the business where you have it registered, I show your zip code. Well, your zip code is 72104. Is that where you have it registered, the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just do this. How far out are you booked out right now?
Booked out this week, and then I've got, I think, 2 jobs for next week. I don't know what days I'm setting them up for, because I'm kind of, I'd hate to set it because of how far away they are.
Yeah.
Wait until at least middle of the week, because one of them, one of them's about 15 minutes away, and the other one's about an hour away, so.
Oh,
I hate to
okay.
Book both of them on the same day and then have a
kind of get yourself in a bind.
Yeah, right. That way I'm not driving from, say, Little Rock back to Hot Springs and then from Hot Springs back to Little Rock again.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Fuel's not cheap.
Right. That makes sense. Definitely makes sense. So I just sent you right now the email regarding the Google Guaranteed. And I'm going to send you also, let's see here. I'm going to also send you just one on our tracking system. Okay. On how our reporting system looks, just so that you have for your records as well. So let me send that one to you there. Now on this number, you can also get text messages, right, Brett?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you too is, you know, on your current Google Business profile page, those reviews are also going to show on your Google Guaranteed profile. Okay. So they're two, they're two completely separate programs, which is pretty cool because you'll already be having 5 reviews on there. So, which is awesome that you'll already have those. So they'll automatically transfer there too. And this won't interfere with anything that you're currently doing with that other company because they're two completely separate programs. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, which is good.
Now, I have a House Call Pro. I don't know if you know what that is.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
It's kind of like Service Titan. It's like my, it's for me, but when I finish a job, it'll send an email, you know, hey, would you like to leave a review on Google, House Call Pro, Facebook, anything that I want to connect to it, and people can leave a review on any three. Like right now, I've got my Google page.
Right.
My House Call Pro app, and then my, my other deal.
Yeah.
But they can leave reviews.
On your Google Guaranteed? Absolutely. They can do that too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, will I be able to connect that to that?
Yes, create like a little tiny URL for that one. Yeah, we can create that for you. So this way you could put that link in there too, because you definitely want, I mean, especially if it's someone who's even, you know, someone who's used you with it, finding you through Google Guaranteed. Absolutely. And either way, I mean, you know, it's good to have that link on there because the more reviews you have, right, it's like the modern day word of mouth. People get to know who you are even more. Okay, awesome. Now, Brett, you spell your name B-R-E-T? Or is it with two T's? With two T's, right?
Yeah, two T's.
Okay. And what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose. Oh.
Bro, C-R-O-W.
So like the business. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, currently, the phone number that I see listed for your business, okay, is the 501-802-6631. That should be the number listed, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for the Google Guaranteed program, okay, they are going to assign you, it's called a tracking number. And the reason is because those calls will be recorded, so you don't have to call and dispute when it's not a qualified lead, because Google has it set up where they'll automatically know what lead was unqualified. So you're not having to call all the time and say, hey, that wasn't a qualified lead. Okay, but it'll be linked to your phone number. Okay. And then I see the company name is Crow Electric Services, right? That's how I see it listed.
Electrical. Yeah.
Okay. Crow Electrical. Okay. And now, did you PIN verify it at the 206 South Grant cutoff in Malvern, 72104?
No, it's 309. Poehler, P-O-O-L-E-R-Y-E-L-N. Same zip. Yep.
Got it. Okay, that's where it's PIN verified. Okay. Now, is that the same address that you have the business registered at that address, as well as the insurance, everything's with that address?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, for the payment that you're going to be making, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
My name.
Okay. And is it just Brett Crow, or is there a middle initial?
Just Brett Crow.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
5347-5990.
Mm-hmm.
Or hang on, back up. 5347.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 5990-0885-1190.
Expiration month and year?
325.
3 of 25. And do you know the CVV code on the back?
366.
Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
What was the last one?
Your first pet's name.
Let's do that one.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Goose.
Goose?
Yeah, like the bird.
All right. Now, the reason that we put the security question is if there's any time you get a call from someone and they're claiming that they're us, right, and that you need to pay, like, some, let's say they want you to pay $5, right, all you have to do is tell them, what's my security question, and they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay? We do it for that reason. Okay? So what I'm doing is I'm going to be assigning the application fee, okay, and then I'm going to process the payment.
Right.
And you're going to get your receipt. We're going to send it to you in a text message. We're also going to send it to you in an email, okay, so that you keep for your tax purposes, because you know all marketing is a write-off, okay?
Yep.
And I just need probably about 6 minutes. We're just going to go over a few notes. I'm going to send you the application, and then we'll be all set. Now, I do want to schedule a client onboarding for you, and we block out. It's like a 30-minute call, okay? And it's just going to be with our technician here in-house that's just going to kind of go over your application, any questions that you have. How does your schedule look this week? When would you like your client interview?
We can do it Friday because I'm going to be sitting on my ass waiting on my truck to
work. You're so silly. Okay, so we'll do Friday. Okay, what time's good for you?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay. So,
yeah, so I'm sure I'm
going to
be there all day.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to set you up. They're going to call you at 10 o'clock, onboarding call. You're going to get an email for this as well, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. And then I'm just going to go over some questions with you and just some of the specific words that I see listed so I can make sure that those are under the services that you want to be notated for. And then we'll be all set. Now, if you do take a look, I don't know if you're able to look now, but we sent you your receipt.
Yeah, I heard my phone go.
Okay, perfect. Now, I know you're busy working, but when you have time, what I need you to do is click on where it says click here, and then it's going to open up a page that'll say local / terms of experience. What you'll do is you'll go to the very bottom of that page, and you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Make sure that you check the box that's above it that says that you're certifying that you're the authorized user, that the card, you're basically saying it's your card you gave for the payment. And then at the bottom, you'll click on confirm signature. Now, if you see another page pop up that says username and password, you know that it's accepted it. What that is your customized tracking and reporting system. So, Brett, in 5 to 7 days, we will send you that link with the username and a password so that you can also track your results with us, okay? So what I'm going to do right now while we're on the phone is I'm going to send you a series of text messages, okay? So the first text message is going to have my contact information. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information for your records. So there goes the first text. Now, the second text is going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime you have an update, question, concern regarding your account, you're going to call our customer service department, and we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. You are 2 hours ahead of us, so we're always here for you 9 to 6, okay? And you're going to have a team here dedicated to your account, so I'm sending you that number. I'm also sending you another text with a video. It's a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, take a look at the video. It shows you how to track your results with us, okay? And then the last text I'm sending you is going to be your application for the Google Guaranteed. Now, on there, just to give you an FYI, when it's asking you on the application how many employees you have, put 0, because if you put that you got 1 employee or 2 employees, they're going to want you to put the information on them to run the background check. And we only want to run the background check on someone who's face-to-face with the client, okay, which is you, exchanging money, okay?
Yep.
So I just sent you the application. I'm going to also email you the application. It's going to ask you what your monthly budget is. You're going to put $244. And I'll put it on the email for the application. And then I'm just going to go over a few notes with you. Now, what are your hours of operation?
Probably 8 to 5, and then anything after that is going to be emergency, which that's going to cost double.
Okay, so we're going to put, do you want me to put it as 24/7 or like Monday through Friday, 8 to 5?
I mean, you can put it 24/7, but, I guess that's something that if they call me and it's after hours.
Well,
then,
I would do this. Let's put like your specific work hours and days. Okay. But this way, you know, if someone calls you and it's an emergency service, you know, you already know that they're going to pay a little bit more. I mean, it would be typically like that.
Yeah,
for just an electrician.
Just do 24/7 because that's what I've got on everything else.
Okay, so we'll put 24/7, and then let's see here. I got that. Okay, so does a client have existing Google Guaranteed ad? No. Does a client have 5 existing Google reviews? Yes. And then I'm just going to put NA on this one. Is a client willing to go through the background check? Yes. Does client have and willing to provide social? Yes. That'll be on the application when you're filling it out because that's what they use for the background check. And then I'm notating that, yes, you do have a driver's license, identification card, or passport. Are you willing to supply the documents that are needed for background? Yes. Are you aware? So once we know what company it is, if we know it's Pinkerton or Evident ID, we're going to let you know ahead of time because we need you to be alert for that message that you're going to be receiving so that you follow the steps, okay? Now, I know you already have a website as well, so I'm putting no here, has his website. And then let's see. I got your Google business profile there, your cost per lead. Okay, so now I'm going to go over some of these subcategories that are under the electrician. I want you to tell me if something does not apply to you. Install light fixtures. Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so
if it doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, if it doesn't apply to you, say no. Install light fixtures, repair light fixtures, install outlets or switches, repair outlets or switches, relocate outlets or switches, replace or upgrade panels, repair panels, install electric charger, car charger, install fan or repair fan, install outdoor lighting, electrical for remodeling, install security system, okay, restore power, and install ground wire.
Yes.
Okay, so the only one you don't do is the install electric car charger. Let me know.
No, I do.
It's you do the car charger. It's I had just said
the
it.
Security.
That's the one. Okay. Note. Does not. I'm going to put that on there. Does not. In all caps. Does not. Install security system.
Well, I think you have to have a license.
I think you would have to have a special license for that one. So I just put on there no. Okay, awesome. So as a reminder, when you're filling out the application, if you have any questions at all, do not hesitate to call me. Okay? So that way I can help you with any of the questions. It's pretty simple. So if you get stuck on something, call me. And then we'll be calling you on Friday, okay, at 10 o'clock to go over with your client onboarding. I want to be the first, Brett, to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. This is, you're going to love this program. And then just make sure to sign your receipt. So that way, you know, once you get to the part that's asking you to put a username and password, you already know that you did it. Okay? But call me if you have any questions. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your time. And, well, you have yourself a good day, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.